Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on How to Love with Fola, author of so many books to the glory of God. And I'm excited to be here this evening with Apostle Cynthia Aguye and Elder Lorenzo. Apostle Cynthia is a woman that is committed to the unity of the body of Christ, and she is the visionary of I Am My Brother's Keeper's Ministry. Elder Lorenzo, too, has been in ministry for over 20 years. It is the ministry of receiving grace, and they are located in Maryland. He's been married to his wife, Sister Carla, for over 20 years. And we have both of them on today. A big thank you to everyone that has tuned in. We are continuing on the series on prayer, and we've been blessed, and I know we're going to be blessed again today by this ministry of this anointed men and women of God. So we'll go right to it, because I know Apostle is ready and loaded, and Elder too. So let's get right to today's show. Woman of God, last week you told us on what prayer is, what intercession is, and how it is different from prayer. So today we want to continue on the different types of prayers that we can use that is available to us. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. 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 God bless you. First of all, I just want to go over. It says, you know, why should we pray? First of all, it is God's instruction to his people. You know, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, the word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God's requirements are fourfold. And what do you mean by that, Apostle? He says the first thing that if his people humble themselves, that is one. Then he says if his people pray, seek his face, and turn from their wicked ways. And then he comes back and he gives us a condition that God promises to hear the prayers of his people, and then he will not only just hear them, he will heal their land.
Amen.
We have a condition. He gives us the conditions to our prayers. So that is why we pray, and that is what we're praying for. We also tapped on intercession, and we talked about war, spiritual warfare. And I said, I am a spiritual warrior. When I come to do battle. But what is intercession? Intercession is where you are pleading on another's behalf. When you're meditating, and you are the go-between, and you're standing in the gap. You've got to stand in the gap for that person. That is what intercession is. And then it says, and people have to understand, what area are you in? And does an intercessor need to know the specifics for the prayer? Yes, we do. Then it says, you know, you need to know what are the characteristics of an intercessor. An intercessor, you go by three things. You have to identify. You have to have an agony, and you have to have authority to identify. When I say identify, you cannot pray effectively, not amiss, effectively, if you do not know what you're praying about. Oftentimes, people will call you and say, I need you to pray, but I don't want to go into detail. God knows. Then they are calling you to pray amiss and to pray in vain, because you cannot effectively pray for them if you don't know what their situation is. God will reveal if they just give you something to go on. I said last week, oftentimes people call or they send out emails to me for prayer, but they leave out the most important thing. And I go to the Father and I say, Father, I don't know what to pray or how to pray because they didn't tell me the true situation. How can I be effective? How can we be effective if we don't know what we're praying for? So then you're causing others to pray amiss and pray in vain. And no prayer should be ever done in vain. When we go to the Father pleading on someone's behalf, then we know that they are being an effective prayer and that there's going to be a manifestation of that prayer. Only time there will not be a manifestation is that you have not prayed effectively.
Hmm.
The second is to agonize. And you know what? And we have to be specific. But the key is, I love it because if you go over to Nehemiah 1, it says that Nehemiah interceded and identified for and with the people. And then Nehemiah talked about how he identified with the sins of the people. We have to be able to identify with whatever that person is. You know, oftentimes you will go, each time I hear you, Holy Spirit, and ask someone to pray for a specific thing. But unless that person has not walked in it and walked through it and been delivered from it, they can't identify with what your request is.
Wow.
So you got to be careful. You know, it also, just the word tells us to be careful who we ask to pray for us, who we ask him to lay our hands. Many folks will go and ask you to pray, but if that person you've asked to pray has not ever walked in that shoe, has not ever passed through that valley that you are now needing prayer for, it becomes an ineffective prayer because they really don't know how to pray. Because what does the word say? The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. In order for that prayer to be effective, that person has had to go through the valley you already gone in. That is effective prayer. I can't pray effectively for a drug addict. I can pray certain areas, but because I have not walked it, I do not have the full concept of being an addict. I will say that again. Because I have never been an addict, I do not have the full concept of what that addict needs to walk into the deliverance. I can pray, Father God, please deliver them from this drug addiction or this alcohol addiction. But because I have never walked through it, that prayer is not going to be as effective as John or Betty that has already been delivered from it.
Wow.
Because they have walked through it, their heart cry is going to, this is where they're going to sweat and blood, you know, sweat and wail. War, I'm going to war, but not to the point, I've got to have experienced it to understand it. If you have not, oh my God, Elder Lorenzo, if you have not had a failed marriage, how do you effectively minister to someone that has had a failed marriage? If you have not had an abortion, how do you effectively administer to someone or pray for someone that has had an abortion? Because the first thing that's going to go in your mind is you're going to first begin, you're going to tell them what God says about it. And you're going to pray, but that prayer in that, oh, my God, I hear you. I hear the word condemnation. You know, because of our lack of knowledge, oftentimes we set in condemnation upon a thing. So when we're praying, most of that, oh, my God, ineffectively because we've already begun to put the judgment or the condemnation upon something we have not passed through.
I want to say this, that I think that is why the Lord is raising people up in different areas now so they can be effective and meet the needs of everybody. You know, like you said now, I know people that are in ministry that have been in addiction and all they talk about, the people they are trying to minister to, the people that follow them, you know, they are all people that need what they have. So what you just said is very powerful, because when you go through something, you're actually sensitive. You won't be able to be condemning them, or, you know, because you've been there. So what you said is powerful. I don't know if Elder wants to chip in something before,
what Apostle is talking about, and she touched on it, is the Bible tells us that, you know, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And understand that when we pray, we need to be praying in that knowledge. And that knowledge is consuming. See, when I know what it is about being homeless, my prayer is going to be more heartfelt than someone that has never been homeless.
If you
if you've never been homeless, you can pray for me. I'm not telling you can't pray for me. That ain't what I'm saying. But someone that's been homeless, see, that's why the Bible says we overcome what? By the power of our testimony. Your testimony, where God has brought you out of, is so powerful. See, you don't know who's going through what you have been through. So when you keep your testimony to yourself, you're really doing the body, the church. When I say the church, I mean the body of Christ, a disservice. Is what that other person needs. They could be sitting in the background, not saying anything, but they're about to go through a divorce, or they're about to go, they're about to be evicted, or something. They're strung out for drugs, but nobody knows. You understand? But see, your prayer, when you start praying about drugs, is different. The fervency of your prayer when you're praying, when you're connected to that issue. See, sometimes we're disconnected from issues that we're praying about. We're just praying. I don't want to say it like this, but I need to, just to be praying.
That's it.
But see, when somebody's praying about issues that have touched their life, it's a fervent about it. That fervency about it that you can feel. Somebody's praying, see, when she said the effective prayer of a righteous man prevaileth much, that effectiveness, you can feel it. You'll be around someone in there praying, and, you know, you just say amen to amen. Then you can pray with someone, and you can see the effectiveness in prayer, that in your soul is crying out hallelujah. In your soul is crying out hallelujah. Your soul is jumping. Your spirit is jumping. You know, the things that they're saying, you know, is making your spirit. Have you ever heard a great, somebody sing a great song and goosebumps come on your skin? The same thing can happen in prayer. And the other thing that I want to touch on is what Apostle talking about, that welling. See, it's a warfare.
Yeah.
You're going into warfare. What war doesn't have casualties?
That's it.
That's right.
We can't name a war that doesn't have casualties.
That's it.
So, when you're in that state of intercession, that's why I said last year, everybody can intercede, but everybody can't be an intercessory warrior. You can pray for somebody, but an intercessory warrior, that's a gift. You know, that's a gift. That's an anointing. Anointing been setting your life for that. You know, and wherever the church is going, understand this. And wherever the church is going by prayer. Prayer is the fuel, is the catalyst that's going to get us from A to B. Without prayer, you're not going to get there. The church is not going to get there. It's just that plain and simple. Jesus didn't cry blood for nothing. That was warfare.
That's it.
Awesome. I want you guys to touch on this because I believe it's important. I used to be under the ministry of an intercessor back then when I was in London. And the woman told me that when the Lord called you into the ministry of intercession, it's a ministry that he might even request you not to do some things that other people can do, just like that. That you have to give up something. I don't know. You know, you cannot just, you have, you know, I want you guys to talk on that. She told me specifically that, the Lord, when the Lord released her to be an intercessor, he has some things from her that she had to give up in order for her
that
to
is so
excel
true.
And be effective in that ministry.
That is so true. First of all, we know that Christ is the perfect intercessor, but even he had to completely identify with us by becoming man. So what did he give up? He stepped out of heaven to come down here and to put on the form of an earthly body.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have to give up. You know, Paul describes Jesus Christ as our perfect and ever-living intercessor. But in order for that to have happened, then he had to step out of the throne room himself, come down here, put on the form of man, and suffer in what we suffered in to becoming man. So there is an agony. An intercessor has an agony. To the point that they have to completely feel the situation, and they must be prepared to lay down even their life.
So
she is correct, because if you do not have the agony, and you're saying you're being called into the gifting of interceding for others, and you cannot groan, and you cannot moan, and you're not, oh my God, willing to lay down even your life, then that is not your call.
The first, understand something about ministry. What do the words, the word says that what man starts to build a house and doesn't weigh the cost. There's a cost that you're going to suffer for traveling this path, for accepting the calling. There's a cost. There's things that you're going to have to give up, even in your personal life.
Yes.
Wow.
You're going to have to let go to be effective in this ministry, that is any ministry, whether we're talking about intercessory prayer warriors, a pastor, no matter what you're doing, there's a cost. The cost. When Jesus said, pick up the cross and follow me, there's a cost for following Christ. It tells you that the world is going to hate you. You're going to be attacked by the enemy, by the devil, like you never know it. You understand something. And I wrote something a long time ago. Anytime something about to be birthed, there's going to be pain. When y'all women go into labor, there is an amount of pain that is excruciating to y'all before the birth comes about. Now, after the birth, you feel blessed, right? But during that season of labor, the laboring for that child is very painful. So when we go into prayer and interceding, there's going to be a season of laboring, a season of pain coming out of you. It's going to be coming out of you. You know, I've seen people where they was unable to walk. Literally unable to walk, going into prayer and was unable to walk because the affliction of the warfare that they was in, you know, they lost the use of their leg for like a couple of hours.
Wow.
It is not a joke. It's just not a joke. And the apostle touched on some very, 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 to me, key points when we talking about intercessory prayer and when you're talking about that cost. See, everybody can't handle the cost. There's a saying in the world where, there's a cost to be the boss. There's a cost. Ministry costs you.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you something. You know, you're going to have to lay some things down. You may have to, and I'm not talking about all the time sinful things. Understand what I'm saying? Some things you go, you may like, you may like reading.
You want to
but God wanna take that time that you enjoy reading and put you in prayer.
Yes.
That's right.
It don't gotta be something that you're doing that is sinful that he's taking away
That's
from
right.
you. It could be something that is just enjoyable to you. That's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you some relationships. And I'm not telling you that the relationship is bad, but it will cost you relationship because they're not going where you're going.
That's it.
True.
Everybody can't travel with you. Understand something, and I heard this saying, and it was very true. One of the pastor was talking, and he said, you know, when Abraham was going up to the, going up to sacrifice his son, and he what did he bring with him? He had a jackass. But at a certain point, he had to leave the jackass behind. He had to leave it behind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what we got to do in our lives. Some people are dead weight. They're just dead weight. They're not good. They're not bad. But they're dead weight. And where you're going, where Christ want to elevate you to, they can't go. And listen, and it'll be an intercessory reward. That is serious business for God, because you're actually entangling with other people's lives.
That's
with
it.
Their lives. With their
that's
lives.
That's it. And you must remember, as an intercessor, first of all, I tell people I do not get emotionally involved. So I don't have the love of the world.
Amen.
I don't
Amen.
Have the love of money. I don't have Amen. That personal ambition. I don't have that appetite for the pride of life. You have to be an intercessor. You're going to have to lay down sexual gratification. Let's get real. Being an intercessor,
Amen.
You can't have a spirit of laziness, because God may call for you at 1 a.m. in the morning and you just want to turn over and do the sleep. Being an intercessor, God may say, hey, you just prepared a major feast, and he'll say, go to the prayer closet. So you got to be able to walk away from that. Then the key is, God may tell you, hey, I need you to come to the cross. I need you to come to the cross for so and so and so and so. And I need you to well. And I don't need you to get up from here until I tell you. And you may be there 3 or 5 days. You know, oftentimes you're going to be there. When you see the mountain in someone's life, whether they know you're seeing it or not, and God gives you the heart or the challenge to remove the mountain by prayer, then you've got to be willing to go to the mountain and not come away from it until it has been moved. Or that person has passed through, and you see them on the other side or through. Even if they can't see themselves, you may see them when they go through. And then God releases that burden off of you, and it's not but a few days before you get a call or before you hear the testimony. And the person, but you know when to come out from that mountain. But you can only have to give it up. You have to give up. You have to die to self. Be willing to carry the cross for that person, because not everyone is able to bear their own cross.
When you intertwine with someone else in interceding, what the Bible tells you that you got to bind who? The strong man.
The strong man. And got a
and see, that strong man could be several demons. There could be several demons.
Yes.
Lurking. The depth of which you may have to go to bind that strong man that's actually controlling this person.
Yes.
You don't know how long this person has been captured in this depth of sin.
Yeah.
And the strong man, they don't call him a strong man because you're just going to come in there and he's just easily taken. It says strong man.
Yes.
That means because he has hold. He has roots.
Hmm.
he has roots, but also as the intercessor, you must know that God has given you kingdom authority. You know, I tell folks,
Amen.
You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And what, oh my God, and what authority you have. And how much
That's
of
why,
it you have.
That's why everybody can't
wow,
be an
intercessor. Wow.
I mean, the intercessor warrior. Because it's serious work. You know, if you don't have that authority, remember what the demon said to the said, I don't know you. They told him, I don't know you.
I don't know you. They had no authority.
You know, the demon was laughing at them, basically. Like, come on, really? They tried to cast the demon out. Demon's like, man, I don't even know you.
Yes,
because they wasn't coming in authority in the authority of the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
You know, you need to be anointed.
That's it.
By God.
Not by man,
by God. Understand what I'm telling you. It's by God. It's a calling. It's a calling upon your life.
Because
that strong
that.
Man is just not going to get up. He's just not going to just get up and leave.
Apostle, you're going to round up for us, and we'll continue next week. Apostle, I think you wanted to say something. We're going to continue next week. Round up for us for today.
I just know that when you are in spiritual warfare, it is a defense that you have. And when you go to war, expect the battle to be won. But also know you got to be prepared to pay the price for the battle you just won.
Amen.
And there is a price you're going to have to pay when you win the battle. Be prepared. Be prepared.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. This session will continue next week, Saturday, same time. But Elder and his wife will be on live tomorrow for the couples show. Apostle, please pray for everyone that is online today, those that will be listening later, you know, as the Lord will lead you, man.
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, in the name of Elohim, he that has come and that is to come, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the victory. We thank you, Father, for the word that we are unstoppable by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every lying tongue shall cease in the name of Jesus, that we have
Lord.
Our war clothes on in the name of Jesus. We are conquerors, more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Victory is in our hand. Victory is our lot, and our name is victory. In the name of Jesus, we seek blessings, not curses, life, not death, joy, not and peace. In the name of Jesus, deliverance and wholeness and wellness over the airways and the byways. And we say, Father, whatever vision, whatever mandate, whatever mantle that you have given each and every one that is out there, that they come forth in the name of Jesus, for you said they shall come forth as pure gold. And that they shall be whiter than snow. So, Father, we thank you for the victory over their lives. We thank you for the victory in their houses.
Yes,
we thank you for the victory over their ministries. We thank you, Father, that sickness and disease is far from them. And they are whole, healed, delivered, saved. In the name of Jesus. Cover with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is so. And it has come to pass now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Apostle, do you have any program and how people can reach out to you for counseling? Please quickly tell them. And Elder, you too, if you have any program right after that, let us.
I'm coming to New Haven, Connecticut. New Haven, Connecticut, Father's Day weekend. If you go to my Facebook page, it has been posted today. I can be reached at 832-792-8901. Got a lot of things happening, a whole lot of things happening. We will be traveling into international waters in September. Looking forward to all those in Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, South Africa. I am coming. I'm looking forward to seeing you all. We ask that you pray for the ministry, because God is doing some great things. We have South Africa that has connected, Zimbabwe, and we just have a good time in the Lord. We're having a good time in the Lord, and we are more than conquerors. We are out to do kingdom work, And I said last week, don't call me if you're calling me to play, because you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. I'm coming by the power and the might of Jesus the Christ. I'm coming by kingdom authority, and I don't come to play. So, but we do come to heal, deliver in the name of Jesus. So we look forward to hearing from you. Reach out via my email or hit me on Facebook. I would love to hear from you, pray for you, counsel you. However God leads, be blessed.
Amen. Thank you. Elder, go ahead.
Amen.
I won't be it.
Amen. Amen. You can contact me, like always, via Facebook, Hosanna Worship Center, Receiving Grace Ministry. Those two ministries you can contact me on, Hosanna Worship Center. Also, I think they have a website and have a Facebook page. And my wife and I, we're still going to be doing a marriage conference in Maryland soon. Just getting some of these details together now. And look out for my book, because I'm writing a book now. So everybody look out for my book.
Yay!
Amen!
Congrats, Elder. So thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Elder. Thank you, everyone,
Amen.
That has tuned in today. And we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and God bless you. Before you go, listen to my thank you. I appreciate you all, and have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Amen.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at CoachFola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+. As Folachemy Iodeli, her blog spot is folachemynuggets.blogspot.com, and her website is folachemyiodeli.com. See you all next week, same time, same station, for another empowering nuggets of wisdom.
See you tomorrow. God bless you all. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, my sister.
Amen.